Thank you, everyone, for tuning to the podcast. You're going to enjoy these next stories. I've got about 10 to 15 short stories about men who stuck things in their penis or got their penis stuck into things. So, hope you don't have a weak constitution. Enjoy. A young man was trying to relieve himself of sexual gratification and stuck a USB cord into his penis. First story comes out of Germany, where a man got his penis stuck in a 2.5 kilogram weight plate. The dude had, you can see a picture of it online, he had shoved this tiny hole weight plate onto his dick. So they'd use grinders and cutters to get it off. One guy stuck a 4-inch fork into his urethra in an attempt to achieve sexual gratification. I did not know what this was, so I had to look it up, and it's called sounding, where you stick things in your dick for sexual gratification. A mechanic or machinist was taking his dick and he would put it on an engine's canvas belt at work. He did it a couple of times, but then one time it went a little crazy and he became caught between the pulley wheel and the drive belt, tearing his scrotum open, and also pulled out and removed his left testicle. He was too ashamed to go to hospital or for his work to find out, so he decided to staple his scrotum shut at work. That didn't solve the situation. He eventually relented and went to the emergency room a whole 3 days after the incident. He told the nurse and doctor that he had men troubles, and when the nurse and the doctor entered the room and lowered his trousers, a foul-smelling stained gauze wrapped around his scrotum, which was swollen 2 times the size of a grapefruit and extremely tender. A jagged zigzag laceration, oozing pus and blood, extended down the left scrotum. Come on, you gotta get that thing checked out, and you don't put your dick on a running canvas belt. A man overseas stuck his wiener in a steel tube that was around 2 centimeters in diameter, which you can do the math. He called the fire department, and his ding-dong was inflamed and still erect within the steel tube. The doctors thought they were going to have to amputate it. The fire department always comes to the rescue, and they were able to cut the tube with a tool that the man had purchased himself. It took 2 hours to do, but with a team effort, the man and the fire brigade were able to get the tube off. A man in South Africa apparently thought he would surprise his wife by putting his wedding ring around his penis. While the logistics sound impossible, pictures suggest the man was normal when it came to size. When the unfortunate man placed a ring on his member for erotic reasons on the recommendation of his friend, it was such a rare incident that it ended up in a medical journal described as penile strangulation. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the surgeons present. After hours of attempting to remove the ring with multiple tools, the surgeons determined that the ring was too wide and thick, as the penis reportedly turned blue from swelling. The only course of action was to use an aspiration technique, a type of biopsy procedure. They inserted a needle into the swollen member to release pressure and fluid, allowing it to return to former glory and slip back out of the ring. Considering the pain the man was already in, inserting a needle into the area didn't mean much to him. Inserting a needle into that area? Whoa, horrible. The guy got his dick stuck in a beer bottle trying to relieve his sexual tension, and unfortunately, he got stuck when the penis filled up with blood, and he left it on there for 4 days. When he finally went to the hospital, there was nothing they could do. The penis had become completely black and began to decay. The necrosis was very severe, and unfortunately, they had amputated. And so now he's just got a teeny tiny stump to urinate out of, and no more sex for him. A man was caught on video humping the tailpipe of a car. When he realized he was being videotaped, he just kept on going and finished, pulled up his pants, and walked away. A drunk man needed to pee at a bus stop, but he didn't want to go inside for whatever reason, so he decided to pee outside. Now it's windy, 22 below, and he was peeing next to a metal pole when his dick touched the metal pole and got frozen. It didn't take long for a large group of people to form around him, some offer advice, others to troll. A woman who was walking by ran home to get a kettle of warm water to free the man. Now why the hell they didn't have warm water in the bus station is beyond me. Maybe it was just a bus stop and they said bus station. He refused medical help and took off running. A guy typically used a vacuum cleaner to take care of himself when he realized that a portion of the hose was loose. He applied superglue to the portion, and a few minutes later, he put it on to take care of himself. What he didn't realize is that the superglue was not dry yet, and ended up becoming attached around his penis to his scrotum. He had to call the fire department and the ambulance. They took him to the hospital, and about an hour and a half later, they were able to remove his penis from the vacuum cleaner. The young man was trying to relieve himself of sexual gratification and stuck a USB cord into his penis. He stuck it in, and it formed a knot near his bladder. And so he tried to pull, yank. The doctors tried to pull and yank, ended up having to do surgery and pulled it out. A man in China inserted a chopstick into his penis because he thought his urethra might be broken. He needed surgery to get it out. Talk about splinters in your dick. One guy inserted 15 sewing needles into his penis over the course of a year. The doctor spent 90 minutes removing the needles, which caused blood in the patient's urine. No shit.